How to find yourself, La America.
Watching Snow White, and they love it.
Hello, I'm Hood.
It's Robin Hood.
Say good morning, you scum.
Good scum.
Morning, you're all robbers.
Oh, the best, right? Mr. Hood.
Jolly good, and you're a robber, are you? Jolly good. And do you enjoy robbing then?
Well, it helps pay the rent, sir.
Ha 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 ha! Jolly good. And you're a robber too, are you? How long have you been a robber?
4'1".
Good Lord. Jolly good. 4'1".
Yes.
Well, that is a long time, isn't it? Well, now, I hear you've made a pretty good haul.
Well, see for yourself, sir.
I say, crikey. I mean, I've been in robbing for years, but I've never seen anything like this. Crumbs. And you acquired all this by yourself?
Well, it was a good day, Mr. Hood.
Jolly good day.
It's nice, isn't it?
Rather. Well, I mean, what can I say? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all very, very much indeed.
Oh, don't make... What?
Well, I mean, it's frightfully kind of you. The poor are going to be absolutely thrilled. Have you met them at all?
Who?
The poor?
The poor?
Oh, you must meet them. I just know you'll like them. Charming people. Of course, they haven't got two pennies to rub together, but that's because they're poor. Marion, would you be so kind as to ask the poor to come in, please?
No problem.
Thank you so much.
Oi, come on, you lot.
Yes, well, now, let's just see what we've got here. Well, this is going to be so much help in our work.
No, you don't understand. All this stuff is ours. We've stolen it.
Oh, yes, I know. Believe you me, the poor are going to be, well, not just absolutely thrilled, but also considerably less poor. Aren't they, Red Gray?
All right, you'll tie the Roman.
Is he? Yes, what did he say?
He said, yeah, what, with Christmas coming up and all.
Ah, jolly good. Yes, well, there we are. Congratulations. Well done. Yes, there we are. Well done. Congratulations. Is that absolutely necessary?
Or snow at the head?
Yes, what did he say?
He says, yeah, he's afraid it is.
Ah, fine. There we are, madam. Congratulations.
Thank
well
you.
Done. Jolly good.
Are there any niggers here tonight? Can you turn on the house lights, please? And could the waiters and waitresses just stop serving just for a second? Yeah, and turn off the spot. Now, what did he say? Are there any niggers here tonight? I know there's one nigger here because I see him back there working. Let's see. There's two niggers. And between those two niggers sits a kike. And there's another kike. That's two kikes and three niggers. And there's a spick. Right? There's another spick. Ooh, there's a wop. There's a pollock. And a couple of grease balls. And there's three lace curtain Irish mix. And there's one hip, thick, hunky, funky boogie. Boogie, boogie. I got three kikes here. Do I hear five kikes? I got five kikes. Do I hear six spicks? I got six spicks. Do I hear seven niggers? I got seven niggers. Sold American. I've passed with seven niggers, six spicks, five nicks, four kikes, three guineas, and one wop. You almost punched me out, didn't you? Well, I'm just trying to make a point, and that is that it's the suppression of the word that gives it the power, the violence, the viciousness. Dig, if President Kennedy would just go on television and say, I'd like to introduce you to all the niggers in my cabinet, and if he just say nigger, 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 every nigger he saw, boogie, 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 nigger, 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 till nigger didn't mean anything anymore, then you'd never be able to make some six-year-old black kid cry because somebody called him a nigger in school.
is just to
is Derek Flint. Miss Elizabeth?
Miss Elizabeth.
Miss Simone.
Miss Simone.
And Miss Helena.
Miss Helena. Ah, but I know all of you ladies. Fashions, cosmetics, publications, communications. You're all very famous ladies. What you don't manage, you control. What you don't control, you influence. What you don't influence, you probably one day will inherit.
That's very well put, Mr. Flint. Mr. Flint, don't you agree, lady?
Indeed.
All silo personnel stand by. Ready for missile loading.
Excellent. Car. Excellent.
Well, I must say that this is quite a sight for a mere man to be present here among all of you. This summit conference of brains and beauty, all sitting here watching a rocket being prepared. Now, what could that mean? Those Russian ladies flying around. You're in control of the space platform?
He's really very clever. Mr. Flint, you're really quite intelligent for a man. Yes, yes, but it's getting late and there's still a great deal to be done. Run along, Mr. Flint. All your questions will be answered tomorrow. As soon as Project Damocles is complete, we shall return.
Project Damocles?
Project Damocles.
Project Damocles, it calls for nuclear energy to be used as a threat?
Correct.
What's a totally discredited idea, ladies? No one in his right mind could ever...
Miss Elizabeth, we can't let him leave here now.
No, my dear, you're quite right. Don't be so nervous, Mr. Flint. There's nothing to worry about. By this time tomorrow, women will be running the world. And then you'll see how quickly everything will settle down.
Women running the world? Oh, you can't. Well, yeah, you can't be serious.
Why not, Mr. Flint?
Yes, why not? Oh, come now, Mr. Flint. How many businesses are actually being run by secretaries, mistresses, wives? If the boss goes away for a few days, does the work stop? No, of course not.
That's probably true, but I can't imagine it.
You can't imagine how we poor dear ladies can cope with it all?
Yes.
Face it, Mr. Flint, we women are outliving you. Mm-hmm. The wealth of this country, of the world, is concentrated in our dishpan hands. In the laboratories, our reflexes are quicker than yours. Our manual dexterity 20% higher. And our patience a damn sight longer.
All right, granted all of that. Now, what's your hurry? Why don't you just wait? It'll all fall right into your laps. You will still have laps when you're all wearing the pants, I assume. But what about the millions of the women throughout the world who may not see your little plan just the way you do?
Did you say millions?
Millions, yes.
My dear, show Mr. Flint how the hair dryer works. Go ahead, Mr. Flint. I think you'll be quite interested.
Hair dryer?
I suppose when the hair is wet, the current is conducted in the programming receiver.
Brain and hair washing at the same time.
Exactly.
You really think you can get away with this?
Get away with it? Oh, Mr. Flint, Think a minute. Think. Now then, hair dryers like these have been in use for some time, correct?
Yes, correct.
Very well. For many years now, every time a woman went into a beauty shop, she came out a little bit more dissatisfied with a man's world. We've been busy, Mr. Flint. I think you'll find the contented housewife is a thing of the past.
Ladies. Forget it.
Forget it.
General Carter, what is the meaning of this? Why aren't you with Sebastian getting the fight ready? You know what your orders were.
Shut up and sit down, Your Highness. Playtime is over.
It's day two of the Lombardo rape case, and the second alleged young victim of the former guidance counselor is taken to stand. Yesterday, Kelly Van Ryan delivered to the jury an emotional account of events and was not swayed by defense counsel's cross-examination. We'll come back live later this morning with an update of these proceedings. Reporting live on the
everybody. Miss Toller, when you were picked up for shoplifting your freshman year at Blue Bay, and you were allowed to make one call, you called Mr. Lombardo, isn't that correct? Miss Toller?
Yes.
And when you were expelled from Blue Bay for destruction of school property.
I broke a fucking window and it wasn't even my fault.
Miss Toller, you will wait until you are asked before responding, and you will refrain from using profanity in this court.
It was Mr. Lombardo who appeared with you in lieu of a parent conference. Is that right?
Yes.
It seems to me that Mr. Lombardo was your friend.
He was.
But all that changed when, according to your testimony, Mr. Lombardo raped you on April 23rd of last year. Is that right?
Yes.
But then in May, when you were arrested for possession of narcotics and again allowed a phone call, you called Mr. Lombardo.
So what?
So what? So what? Oops, Susie. So 1 month after you say this man raped you, you go to him for help? Sounds to me as if you still consider Mr. Lombardo a pretty good friend.
I needed help.
I'm sure you did. But Mr. Lombardo wasn't there this time, was he? It was summer, he was gone, and you spent 6 months in a state correctional facility. Did that make you mad, too? That Sam was gone? That he wasn't there? Could that be the reason why you're saying these things about Mr. Lombardo, your friend?
I said them because they happened.
Miss Toller, are you going to sit there today under oath and swear that Samuel Lombardo raped you?
I said he did.
Let me ask you a question, Miss Toller. Did you enjoy being a guest of the state? Because I can promise you, if you are lying about Sam Lombardo, and I believe you are, that you will be visiting that facility again quite soon. Which is why I'm going to ask you again now, under oath. Susie, did Samuel Lombardo rape you?
Miss Toller, you will have to answer the question. Miss Toller.
God damn it!
This was not my idea.
Objection, Your Honor. Ms. Toler is clearly responding to defense counsel's badgering.
The court would like to hear what Ms. Toler has to say. Ms. Toler?
Sam Lombardo didn't rape me. Didn't rape Ellie either. He didn't do anything.
This is ridiculous! The witness has been directly threatened by defense counsel.
I think I made it plain. This court intends to hear Ms. Toler's story. Ms. Toler.
I just wanted to hurt Mr. Lombardo. I mean, he was my friend at first. And then I got busted and he didn't even stick up for me. I had to go away to that hellhole. I mean, it's like you're his favorite, and then who cares?
Stop.
When Kelly said that we should do this, I thought, cool.
Kelly?
Kelly's big shot screwing me over like that cop, Duquette. Now they're gonna get screwed.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I have to object.
Your Honor, please, may I be heard?
Mr. Baxter, you are not trying this case. Go sit down.
Kelly's pissed at Mr. Lombardo, too. She's in love with him. I mean, he's been her whole fantasy since her old man died, and then she found out that Mr. Lombardo was doing her mom, and that was it.
What? Kelly? You skated prick! Get your fucking mouth off of me, don't you ever walk down! You're gonna have to
quit! Right this way.
You, didn't I? From the terrible dawn.
You were their leader. They trusted you.
You made me see their failings, Louis. They were doomed, stuck in their decadent time. And they had forgotten the first lesson, that we must be powerful, beautiful, and without regret.
And you can teach me this?
Yes.
To be without regret?
Yes.
Then what a pair we could make. But what if it's a lesson I don't care to learn?
What do you mean?
What if all I have is my suffering? My regret?
Don't you want to lose it?
So you can have that too. The heart that mourns her. Her that you burnt to a cinder.
Louis, I swear I did.
Ah, but I know you did. I know. You regret nothing. You feel nothing. If that's all I have left to learn.
Yes. I will die.
No, you are dead. And you want me to quicken you once more. And as much as your invitation might appeal to me, I must regretfully decline.
Kenny, I'm sorry. I never told you. I'm so sorry.
You haven't changed.
I saw your picture in the yearbook. I never knew you liked magic.
I watched you tonight. You liked him.
No. Kenny, you're better than he is. I'm sure you're better than he is.
He didn't know how to cut a woman into pieces.
You don't have to do this. Don't have to do this.
Kiss me, Elena.
Kiss me, Kenny.
Kiss me.
Kiss me.
Kiss me.
take you to a place, make you feel alright. This cruel world just ain't for me. I wanna cry. You see, I wanna go to Tarzan, Midget Bowland. I wanna go to Tarzan, Midget Bowland. I gotta go to Tarzan, Midget Bowland. I gotta go to Tarzan, Midget Bowland. Oh yeah, I just wanna have some fun. When I'm throwing and bowling, I feel number one. Thoughts and pool ain't enough for me. I need more. You see, I wanna go dwarf Tarzan, Midget Bowland. I wanna go dwarf Tarzan, Midget Bowland. I gotta go dwarf Tarzan, Midget Bowland. I gotta go dwarf Tarzan, Midget Bowland. It makes me feel good when I throw a little doo. No one can stop me in a midget throwing mood. Hey little guy, hey little guy. Hey little guy, hey little guy. Hey little guy, hey little guy. Bye bye little guy. Everybody go. Dwarf Tarzan, Midget Bowland. We wanna go dwarf Tarzan, Midget Bowland. We wanna go dwarf Tarzan, Midget Bowland. We gotta go dwarf Tarzan, Midget Bowland. We wanna go dwarf Tarzan, Midget Bowland.
When you assume things, you make an ass out of TNZ. Shot reverse elbow by Christian, catching a rather overzealous on that occasion DDP walking into that corner.
Later, I want you to tell me that again. What do you do when you assume things? Uh-oh.
And Paige off Christian. Almost power slam off the top turnbuckle.
Almost.
And both men are down here, and certainly a count out here would result in DDP retaining his European championship.
You need to get up then, Christian. Get up. On your feet.
Paige is a little wobbly, little spaghetti leg, as has been said, but makes his way back up to his vertical base. And almost a discus punch-like clothesline by Paige. Oh, Paige feigning that right hand. And Christian, powerbomb! The powerbomb! Gonna be! Oh, what a near fall that was.
Very near fall.
Christian showing great resiliency in his quest to become European champion here at WrestleMania 18.
Look at that move by Christian.
Nice agility landing on his feet.
Turning, drop him on his teeth.
And Paige.
He went for the diamond cutter, but couldn't get it. Going again. Hold on, Christian. Hold on.
Christian holding on for dear life. And the bottom fell off of Paige. Should be enough there. And we got all. And Christian can't believe it. And DDP.
Wait a minute. Hang in there. Stay focused. Don't do a temper tantrum.
Paige certainly.
There you go. Breathe in.
Exhibiting the heart of a champion.
Take deep breaths. Big breath. Look out!
Inside cradle. Inside cradle. And yet another near fall. Very competitive matchup here. Paige. The diamond cutter.
He got it.
The diamond cutter. And the lateral pass. And DDP Thomas Page, utilizing the diamond cutter to its fullest advantage. Now he wants to boast.
Christian, I gotta tell you something. I'm proud of you, bro. Not only did you lose tonight, but you didn't lose your temper. And that's pretty impressive. You controlled your anger, even though you lost in front of 67,000 fans here watching the Sky Dome.
Oh, yeah, rub it in.
And the millions of fans watching at home. And Christian, that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
No, don't. And Christian has him. Oh, no.
No, no.
Get that boy out. Get him a diaper.
Don't do it.
Powder his bottom.
No.
How embarrassing is that? He loved it. In his former hometown at WrestleMania 18, throwing a temper tantrum like a little bitty baby.
Yes, we talked about tag team coordination before. Chuck and Pierre
thing to do.
Real stupid. Little miscommunication could cost him the titles right there.
Now, it's up to Jacques to get over and tag Pierre. Meanwhile, the tag is made and Fatu's back in. Fatu and Sam. Oh, no. Oh, no. Look at this. Double 10 down. They almost buried Jacques. Look at that. Pierre is knocked off the apron.
The head triggers aren't letting up, brother. They're going for it all.
Up under the top rope now. It's Samu back to the corner. Fatu off the top and down. One, two, yes.
They got it. They got it.
Look at this place.
It's over.
Burlington, Vermont. The setting for Monday Night Raw. The setting for the tag team championship changing of the guard.
I got goosebumps on top of goosebumps.
It took a long, long time, but nonetheless, yes, the head triggers did what they had to do. They became tag team champions here tonight on Monday Night Raw.
It's not over till it's over, but it's over now, and it's party time.
Oh, yeah, Captain Louis Albano is thrilled with himself.
Are you effing stupid?
It's one of your surveillance drones.
That's a $12 million piece of hardware.
It was. I know you're trying to find out where I hang my cape. You won't.
Then I'll ask the obvious question. How do we know you won't one day act against America's interests?
I grew up in Kansas, General. About as American as it gets. Look, I'm here to help. But it has to be on my own terms. And you have to convince Washington of that.
Even if I were willing to try, what makes you think they'd listen?
I don't know, General. Guess I'll just have to trust you.
What are you smiling about, Captain?
Nothing, sir. I just think he's kind of hot.
Get in the car, Captain.
Mm-hmm, yes, sir.
always believed you were meant for greater things. And that when the day came, your shoulders would be able to bear the weight.
Yeah. I just wish you could have been here to see it finally happen.
He saw it, Clark, believe me. What are you going to do when you're not saving the world? Have you given any thought to that?
I have, actually. I gotta find a job where I can keep my ear to the ground. Where people won't look twice when I want to go somewhere dangerous. Start asking questions.
Courtside seats to the game tonight. What do you say?
I say you should go back to trolling the intern pool. You'll probably have more luck. Sorry.
Courtside?
Don't.
Lombard, Lane, I want you to meet our new stringer. I want you to show him the ropes. This is Clark Kent. Good luck, kid.
Hey, Steve.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Hi. Lois Lane. Welcome to the planet.
Glad to be here, Lois.
Something I have to tell you.
Now?
I'm in love with Miranda.
I know.
Well, here we are again. I guess it must be fate. We've tried it. We'd be back to setting straight.
I still remember when your kiss was so brand new. Every memory repeats, every step I take retreats, every journey.
Dearly beloved, we have come together in the presence of God to witness and bless
the world. The road stops and starts, we keep coming back.